I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1503, Getting Ready for the Big One. When I was young, back in Danville, Illinois, I used to watch Sanford and Son. It was a funny sitcom on TV. And whenever anything shocking or uncomfortable was about to happen, Fred Sanford would hold his chest, stagger back a few steps, look up, and say to his son, Lamont, I think it's the big one, Elizabeth. I'm coming to you. Well, there are times when we know the big one is coming, but there are also times when we don't. But what we can all do is prepare our life for those moments when the big one arrives. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two great commandments, loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we love God in the midst of a very uncertain world. Not uncertain in terms of our future with God, but uncertain in terms of what's going to happen tomorrow. And so God has given us ways that we can prepare for the big ones that come. In getting ready for Zimbabwe, there were a lot of things that I could prepare for. I took various vaccinations and pills, including for malaria, cholera, tetanus, typhoid fever, and just good old diarrhea. I packed what I had room for and what I anticipated needing. In addition to clothes and toiletries, I took insect repellent to spray, sermons to preach, a journal to write in, a water bottle with a built-in filter, my passport, of course, a money belt, even toilet paper. Yet, on a trip like that, there are things that you can't fully prepare for. You simply cannot anticipate all that is to come. Well, the Bible talks to you and me about preparing in many ways. How do you do that? Glad you ask. One of the ways we prepare is to know, meditate on, and live out Scripture. The Bible says, make every effort to present yourself approved to God, a worker having no need of being ashamed, here it is, guiding the word of truth along the straight path. We also can prepare for the big one by staying vigilant to what's going on in culture and making sure that we're holding on to the truth of God's word. We're told to be sober-minded. Pay attention because our adversary is roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. We also need to be guarding our hearts and our minds. Listen, friends, you and I do have control of what we let hang around in our soul. And that's why Philippians 4:8 tells us all the things to think about. As you look at Philippians 4:8, do our thoughts look like those virtues? And we guard our hearts. You know, in this culture, our desires run amok with lust and greed and coveting and the like. And sometimes we Christians are as guilty as our neighbors. All of life is an opportunity with everything we think, everything we say, everything we watch, everything we do. It's an opportunity for us to prepare for the big one, whether we're going to welcome it or not. Tim McConnell wrote, "In the natural course of daily living, we often find ourselves in situations for which we're totally unprepared. There's no way to prepare for untimely deaths, accidents, diseases, and broken relationships that suddenly hit us in the face. Those are the times in which we lean on others, embrace the promises of God, and let His Spirit prepare us moment by moment to get through another day and another night." Here's the great question. What are you doing regularly to prepare for the big one? Let's pray. God, when life slows down and we find those rare moments of quiet, we're grateful. Thank you for the peace that surrounds us and for the chance to catch our breath and find a bit of calm in the midst of chaos. We get it. Life's a mixture of highs and lows, so in these peaceful moments, we ask for some guidance. Help us to use the downtime wisely, to prepare ourselves for whatever curveballs might be coming our way. Give us the guts to tackle tough times head on, with a little grace and a lot of strength. Let the peace we feel now remind us that You're always with us. Give us the juice to handle whatever life throws our way. God, we're counting on Your love and Your support, knowing that You're there through every twist and turn. Help us to soak up every moment, the good and the bad, with gratitude and faith in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1504. And in the meantime, there's no way I could have been 100% ready for all that happened in Zimbabwe. But without preparing what I could, there's no way I could have even gone there. Friends, Jesus is coming back. I hope you're ready for the big one.